Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey, welcome to the Blockchain Life podcast. It's great to be with you. I am Carrie Oberbrunner, your host. I've been having an absolute blast with this podcast. In fact, if you are new, I want to welcome you. If you are one of the OGs, the people who first started with us with this podcast, go ahead and make yourself at home because you know what we're talking about. We're talking about really how your world is connected and protected and how blockchain technology expressed often through smart contracts, cryptocurrency, NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Listen, it's for everyone, this podcast. We are not for the elite who are, you know, super savvy when it comes to crypto. I'm learning with you. So I'm bringing a ton of experts on. This has been so much fun. And here's really my passion. Here's why I'm doing this. Sometimes I have my co-host, Eric Diaz. Other times I have a guest. Today, I'm just talking to you one-on-one. And here's why I'm passionate. I'm passionate because I believe blockchain technology is literally affecting or going to affect every single person in the world. It would be foolish for us to say, you know what? Blockchain is going to affect everybody but these five industries or these three, just like the internet has affected every single person on the planet. And you might say, Carrie, really? What about those people in these tribes, in these backwoods places that are uncivilized or whatever? You know what? A lot of research has been done that shows that they have a solar panel in that village and they have oftentimes a phone that is telling the village about the weather, about news, even about sports at times. And so we are bringing more and more people, quote, online. There's 6 billion people that are unbanked that cannot get finances like many of the listeners here. When they try to work in places and send money back to their families, many times these families receive much less because we make it so complex for funds to be transferred across different regions. So I believe that cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFT, smart contracts, I believe it's where we're going. And for me to bury my head in the sand and say, you know what, I'm just not going to dive into that because it's complex. Maybe I don't have a passion about it. I'm just saying that I've always been, if you followed me for, I don't know, I think the first time I ever did a blog post or book was 2003, I started writing. If you followed me for any length of time, you know that I always want to introduce my audience to kind of what's coming. And I've done this throughout my years. It's a deep love of mine because, in fact, I wasn't even planning on this, but I do have a book here because I'm going to be doing an interview later today on this book. Very old book, 2008 or 9 maybe. But whenever I don't understand a topic, I write a book about it because I know that me having to dive in and master it forces me to understand it. And then I can communicate it in a simple way. So that's my strategy with blockchain. So let's jump in today. Oh, by the way, if you are liking this podcast, if you are feeling like it's serving you at all, please go and rate it, review it, and share it. So rate, review, share. Why do I say that? Because listen, I just put the Igniting Souls podcast to rest after, I think it's been 7 years and 400 episodes. I put a pause on it. And I put a pause on it for a reason, because I believe that for such a time as this, it's important to dive into this new topic. I still have a passion to ignite souls. but I believe blockchain technology actually exponentially increases that potential. So let's talk about NFTs today, non-fungible tokens. What is an NFT? Well, you're going to hear that term quite a bit through this podcast over the next few months and who knows years. But a non-fungible token simply means that it is a one of one or a limited edition. You could make an NFT out of most things, JPEGs, MPEGs, PDFs, PNGs, you know, many types of files you can turn into an NFT. What it basically does is it says that it plugs into this component of art. There's a term called provenance, which basically says that the certain art piece has had a chronology of ownership. And it's very hard to do this with JPEGs. I mean, who can say that they ever created the first image of something? Once it's copied on millions and millions and millions of computers, it's very hard. And because it's very hard, it's not scarce. We know that in the world, what makes something valuable many times is the scarcity component. This is why if you have, for instance, a Babe Ruth rookie card, it's valuable because there's people who desire that and there's a limited amount of Babe Ruth rookie cards. Well, imagine today that you can take a file, an image, a picture, a movie, whatever, a PDF, and you could essentially create one of one. And how do you do that? Through blockchain technology, through something called hash, the hash. It creates, it timestamps that image, picture, asset for all to see, transparent, immutable, unchanging, on a decentralized distributed ledger for all the world to see. And nobody can debate that. Nobody can say, you know what, I actually wrote the book, The Fine Line, before Carrie did. And here's how. You can't do that. Now, today we use this ancient technology called the Library of Congress Control Number, which, you know, it says right there, 2008, right? Zondervan, and it's got my name and all that. But you have to go to the Library of Congress to find that. You have to research it. I mean, anyone can, quote, print this on a piece of paper, but blockchain allows you to actually verify, and it makes it nearly impossible for somebody to tamper with that. So in the world of copyrights, patents, intellectual property, trade secrets, inventions, NFTs give a supercharged component to all that new innovation. Imagine not having to go and file. I mean, right now you have to file all kinds of paperwork in all kinds of countries, in all kinds of territories, just to prove that are the first at something. Well, NFTs basically destroy all that. Not destroy all of it. I would say it expedites it, and it expedites it worldwide and global. So when you have $2, in fact, I'm going to pull out some money here just to show you an example. Oh, I only have, man, maybe the kids borrowed some of my money. I don't know. But anyway, here's the point. You have here a dollar bill, and this is called a fungible asset. Why? Because even though that dollar bill has a serial number, I can trade $1 and get another dollar back. In other words, it's fungible. I could have $5 and I could change five single dollars for a $5 bill. Again, they're different serial numbers, but they all have the same value. Well, a non-fungible asset is something that is unique. The Mona Lisa, there's one of one. And so that drives the price very, very high, the value. Layered on top of NFTs, you can have NFTs that have smart contracts tied to them, which can essentially unlock off-chain benefits. So for example, you could have an NFT of the fine line, and it could unlock. So you might say, how do you have that, Carrie? Well, on my phone, I could, in my digital wallet, have my NFT of my book, and I could create limited amounts of those NFTs. And those NFTs could unlock certain off-chain benefits, like a t-shirt, like a coaching call, like a conference ticket. And so now, in addition to making something rare and giving something a hash and timestamping it and proving ownership, now you have this other layer, let's call it a utility. And this other utility allows you essentially a digital key to unlock many, 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 many benefits. You might say, Carrie, give me examples. Well, someday when you purchase a car, they may actually issue that car in addition to a physical car. They might issue a digital key. And again, I don't want to say the word digital key, because digital key is actually another thing in the blockchain. So let's not use that term. But what I want to say is that it's a digital representation of a physical object, many times an NFT. And so you could essentially prove ownership with that NFT. You could say, yeah, I'm the owner of that car because here's my title, but I also own the NFT. And the NFT could actually serve as a smart contract. And with the technology the way it is, that NFT could unlock you to, let's just say you own a Hummer. Well, let's say that they have a Hummer festival. And the way that you get in is for all Hummer owners to show their NFT, which proves the ownership of Hummers. So now you can see the community layer that's put upon NFTs. It doesn't stop there. Now you have NFTs that play a role in the metaverse. So for example, Steph Curry, which Eric Diaz and I are going to do this on a future episode, we're going to show you and take a deep dive into the metaverse. In fact, we already recorded it. It was fantastic. Eric was amazing. You have to listen to that episode coming up on the metaverse. But now you can essentially have NFTs that are NFTs that you would, quote, wear in the metaverse. So now, check it out. I mean, I know this is like mind-blowing, but now you can have, think of everything in this world right now that you see could also become a corresponding NFT. So it's here in the real world, but it could also be existing in the metaverse. And you might say, why is that important? Well, why was it important when you got Air Jordans as a kid, right? Why was that cool? Why is anything, why do we even have brands? Seriously, why do we even have brands? Brands create, I'm looking here at Lysol wipes. Brands often create confidence, okay? Brands can create status. Brands can create community, a sense of belonging. Brands are huge. And the psychology, and we don't even have time to get into that. We'll bring in experts on branding and digital branding. I have so many exciting guests. Oh my gosh. I'm already booked out several months because people have heard about this podcast, and I'm just reaching out and saying, hey, you're an expert in blockchain technology for the military. Hey, you're an NFT artist. Come on. Hey, you know, you're in the law field. You're a lawyer who's considering what are the ramifications of blockchain technology. Folks, this podcast, I am going to bring you all of life. Okay. That's why I think the beauty of this podcast, it's not just cryptocurrency. It's not just smart contracts. It's saying, how is blockchain literally affecting everything and everybody? And what I already know is true this podcast is going to be massively dated. We're going to listen back to 6 months ago episode and we're going to laugh and say, oh my gosh, she was talking about that. And now look at that. That's already happened. And now it's so much more advanced. That's okay. It is absolutely okay. I'm learning with you. And that's the heart that I have in this podcast. So every single thing that you see could also have a corresponding NFT. What gets really exciting is when these NFTs have utility or use in the real world. So you could technically earn credits in a metaverse game, and then you could go to the gas station and cash in those credits for refreshments or paying for your gas tank. I mean, folks, this is happening. The two worlds are blending. So whereas, you know, Matrix 1 we might have seen back in 1999 and said, oh, wow, that's crazy. Now I just watched Matrix 4 and the first 30 minutes of it is mind-blowing because it's all metaverse. And you don't know what's reality. And this is actually dealing with ethics. I mean, I'm just going to get into some, I'm just going to drop something on you here, but these are things we need to think about. Seriously, there's a whole industry called sex tech. And you might say, well, gee, why are you even talking about that? Hey, listen, sexuality is a part of humanity. And whether you're a person of faith or not, sexuality touches the whole world. I mean, that's why you and I are here. But now all of a sudden, what is the ethics of sex tech in the metaverse? Are you cheating on someone? Interesting. You might say, of course you're cheating on someone. I agree. But the point is this, like, there's a digital footprint of that. Folks, this is mind-blowing what's happening. I mean, think of every topic, every subject, every industry, and now you layer upon that metaverse, artificial intelligence, AI, augmented reality, AR, smart contracts, cryptocurrency. And you might just say, you know what? I'm done with life. But I think these are the most exciting times. Listen, folks, you're here for a reason. God put you on this planet right now for a reason, for you to have an impact, for you to ignite souls. And I believe that those of us who are scared, who just put a pillow over our head and say, put me in the matrix, I don't even want to know, we're going to suffer. But the people who are willing to explore this technology, who are willing to explore the ethics, who are willing to explore the psychology, we are the ones who are going to make extreme advances. And I believe it's our responsibility. In fact, it's funny. Again, I wasn't planning on bringing this book here. But in the book, I talk about transformists. Transformists have been around in every, not transformers. And this book's out of print. You can't even get it anymore, I don't think. But in the book, when I first started out this is one of my first major books. But I started out as a kid in the world saying, how in the heck do I be in the world, but not of the world? How can I be a transformist? How can I, quote, be salt and light? How can I be an example? How can I interact with the world and yet change the world? That's, in my opinion, the question that we all need to be. We can't be separatists, those who just withdraw from the world. We can't be conformists, those who just march in line just like the world. Every single generation, there has been people who've emerged as transformists. They've walked within culture. They've been in culture. They've benefited from culture. They've enjoyed culture. And they transformed culture. That is the mandate. That is the true picture of someone who's a soul on fire, not the person who just sits up on the mountain by themselves forever, ever, and ever, and has no interaction with the world. Listen, there's a time to retreat. There's a time to isolate. There's a time to reflect. There's a time to meditate. And then there's a time to come off the mountain and change the world. And folks, this was not the plan today. This is not where I thought we would end up, but it's my passion. And it's coming to you live and clear right now without a script. And it's truly a joy to be with you on this journey. I know that there's going to be people who misunderstand. There's going to be people who criticize the direction that I'm taking. And that's okay. I've been there before, and it's okay. I can handle it. God can handle it, you know? But personally, I think that this is big enough that after months and months and months of thoughts and prayers and soul searching, this is where I think I need to, this is not where I think, this is where I know I need to take my thoughts, my business. It's exciting. So I covet your engagement, whether you agree or disagree. Hey, there's been plenty of times along the way where I've disagreed and said, what in the world? I got to rethink the way that I've always thought. It's exciting, folks. So be a soul on fire. This is Cary Oberbrunner again. This is Blockchain Life, brought to you by Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. And again, we are on a wild ride together. Thanks for being here. And I hope NFTs, you know a little bit more. You probably know about that much. I probably know about that much. NFTs are being reimagined, and we are going to see so many more use cases of NFTs. We're just getting started. Take care. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.